During the various ages in the history of Rome, the ability to select materials was linked to the development of mining and building technologies. In the 6th-5th century before Christ, the first type of stone used by the Romans for building purposes is the so-called pisolitic tuff, quarried from the deposits formed by the first eruptions of the Alban Hill volcanoes. The deposit's color is light brown and gray, the outcome of the rapid alteration of the glassy base caused by water and steam. Subsequently, the Romans used the yellow tuff of the Via Tiberina, now in a town near Rome called Sacrofano, and red pozzolana, very common in this valley, where, in this connection, there are traces of a mining tradition that continued until recent times. The extraction of pozzolana, which from a stratigraphic standpoint was located below tuff, produced a great number of latomie, the underground caves and galleries, whose entrance points are more easily visible on the sand of the valley next to you. These underground caves were dug at different levels and formed a network of tunnels excavated by resorting to the method of chambers and pillars. From the main tunnel, secondary tunnels would depart, from which side galleries branched. The underground caves of Rome are among the oldest at world level. Once you cross the junction, after 200 meters approximately, on your right you will find the gate of the former mill homestead, Casale dell'Ex Mulino. If it is Sunday, come in and rest for a while. If not, you will only be able to peep through the bars of the gate.